dran simen ein tief gimmel a keineis es absolo potter mi krishma shloise yomim im loy osa meise. If a person is kindness of Sula, she's potter me krishme 3 days im loy osa meise if he wasn't boiled her yet. Mi nei shuhu toret tirdas mitzvah. Because in these 3 days before the Be'ile, he's toret in tirdas mitzvah. And therefore, so this is this tirde prevents him from being mechavan by Krishna. So therefore, since he can't be mechavan properly, so he's potter. And he's not mechuyev to force himself not to be matred himself about the tirde's mitzvah. Because since the tirde originates from a mitzvah, he's And this prevents him from being mechaven properly, so he's potter to learn Krishna. He normally learns Krishna with kavone, and now he's unable to learn Krishna with the proper kavone, so he's potter. Vahani mili bizman harishainim. So now the mechaber says, this halach is only applicable by the Rishonim, who, when they learned Krishna, they were mechaven normally. And this tilde prevented them from being mechaven properly. So therefore, they are potter in this zman to learn Krishna. Aval achshav, shigam shar b'nei odam einu mechavenim koroi. Then when we learn Krishna without these tildes, we also are not mechaven properly. So memela, there's not too much of a difference of the Krishna he learns by a kindness as a psule or another night when he has other tildes. And lemaise, we don't, we're not mechaven properly for Krishna. So therefore, gamma kindness as a psule kaile. So therefore, bismaneinu. So even though he's a kindness as a psula, and because of this, there will be a tilde, and he will be unable to be mechaven properly. But since during the other times of the year, he's also not mechaven properly, so this is not a reason that he should not learn Krishna in this month. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and I like a little to elaborate on this halacha. A koines es a psula pota, mibnei shehu torot tirde de mitzvah, he's torot a tirde de mitzvah. Now let us just say one nekuda, the Tosfos Anshei Shem in Perek Beis Mishnah Hei de Brachos says as follows. This tilde, that's what he's concerned and involved and thinking about. Lav mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. That what he's thinking about and concerned about is lav mitzvah. The lehevi machmosa oisik b'mitzvah. We don't consider him an oisik b'mitzvah. Whatever he's concerned and thinking about is not a mitzvah. Elabo machmas mitzvah, but the concern and what he's thinking about, which takes away from his kavone, this comes, it's a tilde that comes because of a mitzvah. Ulechach, kibin da yedeze ne yochel lechavein pota. So since because of that means the etzem tilde, it's not called a tilde, is he's doing a mitzvah. But it's a tirde that came about because of a mitzvah, and that's why he cannot be mechaven properly, is that's why he's potter. So, first of all, that's the translation is a tirde, a distraction that is thinking about, and distraction comes about because of a mitzvah, so he's also that this is permissible since the distraction is coming because of a mitzvah. Now, let us elaborate a little more. But this din is hakoines es apsula. This din only applies by hakoines es apsula. Mipnei shu tovid tilde de mitzvah shemechashev al esek besulim. That's what he's thinking about. Ma she'en kein ba'almono, but if she's not a psula, loy torit. So here we see the whole tilde only applies by a psula, and she's not a psula, there's no tilde whatsoever. So there are three mahalchim in the poskim. What is the unique tilde by a psula? What is the tilde? I'd like to mention one mahalach, which perhaps is pshat, there's a Meiri in the Sechtes Brochus, and perhaps the Meiri brings down the first two mahalachim, which I don't want to go into. There's kashas on them. And the Meiri brings down the first two mahalachim. And the Meiri says, Ve'iker ha'dvorim, a third pshat, al tildas habiyah levad huayma. The Iker tilde is on the tildas habiyah of a psula. So perhaps he means as follows. There's a Taisvus in Masechtas Ksubis Taftalit. Taisvus says that the Be'ila of a psula, the first Be'ila, is called Abilas Mitzvah. Why is this called Abilas Mitzvah? Dein Isha Kaire Spiris Elamisha Oisa Oisa Keili. That there is a union that comes about through the first Be'ila, because through that she becomes a Kli Kibble, that she's Roilis Abba. Vayidei Kach Midvak Bo. And he becomes Dovuk to her. So that means this Be'ila Rishoyne is a very crucial bia. That means this is the first pegisha between these two. Through this, she's koiris bris with him, and he's dovek to her. So how this should be, it should start on the right foot, and it should be proper, and so this could be, this is what is matritim. This is what is matritim. That this Bila should bring about a proper Chrisus Bris and a proper Dveikishu Yidvakbo. So that is the Tilde that he's concerned about and distracted about. And that's a Tilde Smitzvah. So Memela, and this distracts him from being Mechavim by Krishma. So he's Potter Mikrishma Ubi Chaser. For who adin mitzvila is potter from tzvila chmeishim mevura lekama b'simik kuklo. Now let's go further. Im lo yoso maise b'nei shutor atir this mitzvah. V'hanim, let's go back to the lashon of Mechaber, and then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. V'hanim shloisha yomim. Let's say the Mishnah Berurah. The shloisha yomim v'arba leilos. Kegoyim. Im nosa b'yom harvi b'tzorayim. The chasa was Wednesday. Potter ad meitzoi Shabbos v'ad b'chlau. So it's potter Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, meitzoi Shabbos. That's a big machlokes apoiskim. If it means only shel arvis or means shel shachis, also there's a machlokes in this. Lefomim yitzayer arbo yomim. Kegoyim im nichnas, so for the Mishbu sees a fellow shachis also, kein im nichnas l'chupa b'yem irvi ad sheloi kor krishma shal shachis, so then will be, so for the Mishbu ritzim yispot from krishma shal shachis also, and if the chupa was before shachis, will be pot from krishma shal shachis, pot abo yomit. The Mishbu ritzim that this a ptur on shachis also, but this is a machlekes. 4 days, so we have 4 days. Imloy also, aber la acher sh'osa maise, v'sh'ein le'toradoi, chayim. That is v'chein mizeh hazman ve'eilech chayiv. Now, after these 4 days, the loyosa ma'ise, afim loyboal, the kimin shekva oval shloisha yomim, loyosa ma'ise misyayish achakach min hadovo. So he doesn't, seems the first 3 days he's already concerned and distracted about this inyan, but afterwards already he's on the same niskagel or daito, so it doesn't distract him anymore. Veinay tolet klal. Now it says that stavke bismaneim that they were mechaven to learn Krishna, but bayos kaire not he's permitted to learn chayiv likreis. He's chayiv to learn because we don't, since we're not properly mechaven all other times. Be some mailer, so this night or these 3 days are not an exception. And if he'll be a frum person, I can't be mechavim. Merzi kiyures, and then it looks like he's a balgaive. Shemare, so through not learning Krishna, he is saying. That's what we're talking about. It's totally bizman is there, bizmanayim. Bizmanayim is chayiv in Krishna, followed by the chasnat night also. No. By bizmanayim, we're not machavan properly side by side. So there's no difference by the night of the chasnat. It's chayiv. Then they were, because then they were machavan. That's right. That's what Machayim. What? Yeah. Okay. No, Machayim. Yeah, okay. I got my comments in the Tessim Shika Yika Krishna. So Yika Krishna, so Mishabur says, Sham Nizbar de Beshichas Maat Kairayim Mispalo. It's only a slight shikris. Again, the same thing. The book is named the Malafochi and none of the Chavnin Kokach. Hoi meinu yochel medaba lifnei ha-melech ein likrois. But then if in his matzav of shikris he will not speak properly with cover to ha-melech, so then he shouldn't lain. Hu ispalat shiyosa yeine me'olot. So that means Kshikras Meyati is Chayim, and the Mizen Yochel Adab of Ne'amelech, then he should not learn Krishna at that time. Siv Dalet. Hoya Oisek Betzolchei Rabbe. A person was Oisek Betzolchei Rabbe. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, Betzolchei Rabbe is speaking about a hefsed moment. That means this Arabim that need his aid, he's the only capable person that can help them. And let us say, for practical purposes, let's say there's a court case, and he's the only one that can speak to the judge in front of the court for Arabim, not speaking for a Yoch, speaking for Arabim. And without him, there's no one that's capable of speaking. And he's the only one that's capable. He was Isaac B'tzolchei Rabbe, and we'll see in a minute that this is speaking about, that's the pashtus of the Mechaber. This is speaking about the court case started before Zman Krishna. He was in court, and he's handling with the judges. And he's speaking for Arabim. And he's the only one that can do it. V'higiya Zman Krishna. This was a case that started in the middle of the night. And he's handling with them. And now became Zman Krishma, became Visha Yaakov. Yachas, yes. La Yapsik. And he's in the middle of his Ishtadlis. He should not be Mapsik. Continue. Le Yigmer is Kayim. Finish up the court case. Don't leave your Isaac now. Goodbye. I'll talk to you another time. Le Yigmer is Kayim. And he should finish to the Isaac. V'yikro im nishar eis likrois. If there's time left, means after the case is finished, if there's time to learn Krishna, gebaldik, say she learn Krishna then. And if there was no time to learn Krishna, say mitzvah. So it's potter. He was oisik b'mitzvah, tzorchei rabim es adin av oisik b'mitzvah. So it's potter. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Look to Mishnah Berurah. Bitzolchei Rabim Mayri is speaking about Shensha Mishi Yishtadol Elohu. He's the only one that's capable to take care of this Isaac. Ulachach, therefore, ain't a poisik. So the Isaac, the mitzvah, is Isaac the mitzvah. So he's Isaac the mitzvah, vapilu im Isaac rak bahatzolus mamoino. But if this is for a rabbim, a tzolus momen sharabim is called a mitzvah. So he started, he was Isaac in this mitzvah. Now mitzvah's krishma comes. So he continues the first mitzvah. Vihigiya, it now became zman krishma. Mashmim izeh, v'im hischil b'israel, the mechaber says a case. The case was the middle of the night, the court case started, and he's busy with the judges, and he's talking with them. And then it already became Zman Misha Yaakov. So since he's already Isaac and a mitzvah, now it comes Krishma, so he can't be Mavsi, he's not Mechuyev to be Mavsi. That is, if that's the scenario, Mash Memize, Dim Hischel Be Issa, but what happened? If there was already Zman Krishma. It was Zman Krishma ready. The court case is going to start 10 minutes after the night Saham. It's Zman Krishma ready. Now, it's Zman Krishma, so he should... And now he's going to start the court case when he was Mechuyev already to learn Krishma. So it would seem from the Mechaber, the way the Mechaber speaks about the case, Vihigiya Zman Krishma. So it seemed from the Mechaber that if it was already Higiyah's man Krishma, Tzorich Lahamsik, so then he is no heter to continue and be oblivious to Krishma. By the Prima Godim, Shemitzadi, the Bechol Gavni, Einei Tzorich Lahamsik, that even though Rav Lamaisa, he started now the court case, so now he's an Oisik B'mitzvah, so even though there was already the Zman Krishma came from before, but now we started doing this mitzvah, so he's not mechuyev to be mafsik this mitzvah, because he started the mitzvah already. So 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah. Lo yafsik. Now the Mechaber is speaking about again, he started before in the middle of the night, and now came Zman Krishma. Lo yafsik. V'im yochel lahamsik l'krishma v'akach l'achzer v'ligmei tzolche tzibor b'loy toirech. What is, if that means he's in the middle of a court case, but he can ask the judge if he can give me 5 minutes off and he wants to learn Krishma then. And they'll say, no problem. So by saying Krishma now, it will not in any way be a deterrent to what he's doing, the Tzolchei Rabim. If he can do that, Zichar, he should do this. V'im yochel hafsik l'krishma v'achach l'arza v'lig m'tzolchei tzibah b'loy toirech, yapsik. Then he should be mafsik. What? What's the chidish? We have, perhaps by other tzolchei mitzvah, there's no such thing. That means, let's say, I'm oisik in the Shavas Aveda. And a poor person comes over to me and asks me, I should give him tzedakah. I'm potter. I'm not, listen, you can stop a minute. I'm potter. Here, the tzolchei rabbim, it seems, it's not like that. that if I can do it, it's preferable to do it. Now, Kosev Aprimegodim. Now, the Af Al Gav, the Oisik Betzorche Rabim Potter Mikrishme. Now, Oisik Betzorche Rabim is Potter Mikrishme. That means he asked them, can I have 5 minutes off? And they said, you take 5 minutes off, I couldn't talk. That means we're in the middle of a court case now, either you continue or... And he went and he's a former, and he learned Krishma. He learned Krishma. Now, should he have done this? No, he shouldn't have done that. What? They said no, so he shouldn't have done this. And he did it. He did it. Okay. So what's going to be with the court case? Was he Mekayim Mitzvahs Krishma? That's the Shaila. Oh, we're just talking about Krishma. I'm not talking about Brochas. We'll see in a minute. So this is a Meridike Kredish. Kosev Aprim Megodem. The Avol Gav Doisik Betzolche Rabim Potter Mikrishma. He's Potter Mikrishma. Mikol Mokim Im Posak Mekoro. He did it. Shape Yotze Yidei Chayva. So Lamaise, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Krishma. The Loi Potter Mamish Mikrishma, or she was Isaac Mitzvah Cheres. That means he there was no obligation on him then to be Mekayim Mitzvah Krishma. But it's not pshat like there's people that are Potter from a Mitzvah. A person is a Shoyter. Well, he's a Shoyter, was not say a person. There's different Zmanim. Sometimes he's a Shoyter, sometimes he's a Pekeah. There's different Zmanim. He is. So Al Kaponim, so let's say he ate matzah when he was a shait. So he wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah, shait is potter min mitzvah. So then he became, his mind became better. He's Mekuyiv to eat again the matzah, he wasn't Mekayim. Because a shait is potter min mitzvah. Masha'ein kein, this person, there's no obligation on him to stop doing what he's doing in order to be to learn Krishna. But if he did it, you say, "Oh, you." So that's what the Prima Gautam says. And let's just mention a horror that Dirshu brings down. This is a very touchy statement. The halacha is an oinon is potter min mitzvah. Why is an oinan potter min mitzvah? Oisik be mitzvah. An oinan is meizah. He has to be metapol betzolchei ameis, bekvoidei shel meis. He's potter min mitzvah. Why did he say the same form? He went, well, in Krishma. He learned Krishma. Vaninis. He learned the Megillah when he was an oinan. So the din is, he wasn't yoitzah. So here the Dirshu brings down, so we have to now juggle our cases over here. And why by anoinan the loch is, since he's oisik be mitzvahs covered ameis, if he does the mitzvah, he wasn't yoitzer. And here by this mitzvah, the Prima Gadim says he is yoitzer. So the Dirshu is moira this. But kaponim, by here by this mitzvah, there's a shagat seen also, if a person is oisik be mitzvah by Leil Pesach and he ate matzah, he also says, like this Prima Godem, look, he was potter for matzah, but he ate matzah. But there, by matzah, a person was oisik the mitzvah, he was potter for matzah, he's doing another mitzvah. There, the Sharetzin remains with the suffix, can he make a brocha she tzivonu alachilas matzah? Because tzivonu is some, perhaps that's the wrong statement to say. So there, he also says, he was Mekayim the mitzvah, he doesn't know if he can make a broche. Al Kapon, this is a very interesting Prima Godem. It's a very interesting Prima Godem. Prima Godem says that if he stopped, which he didn't have to stop, he was Mekayim the mitzvah. Fine. Al Kapon, what is the proper thing to do? The proper thing to do, he's Oisik, B'tzolchei Rabim. You finish that. Yigmar Iskaya. ומכל מוקים יעשה מה שיוכל ויקרא לפוחס פוחס פוסק ראשון עם בור שם כבוי מלכוסה ולבוד בזמנו כי זה דבר קוצה והם שלו אפילו בשור שעסק בצורכי ציבור. He says, but to say the first פוסק את שמה ישראל אפילו they won't give her time אבל כפון כחפריין שמה ישראל עם בור שם כבוי. And so this he can have a line. The whole Krishna, they're not giving him 5 minutes. But it could be in 30 seconds he'll be able to have a line without their permission. So this he should do, because this is no contradiction to the Tzolchei Rav that he is doing. So it says he finishes the Tzolchei Rav. Now, afterwards, Baruch Hashem, he finished. The case is over. Now he looks at the clock. So in Nisha, Ace Likrois, if there's still time to learn Krishna, you should now learn Krishna. Ve'im loy Nisha, what happens if it's after this man Krishna? Mayase, so what should he do? Rei Osak b'mitzvah, he was Isaac b'mitzvah, no taina whatsoever. He was Isaac in Tzolchei Rabin, he's potter from mitzvah's Krishna, so finished, no problem. Umikal Mokim, so he's potter from Krishna, Abachai Velahaski Yitzis Mitzrayim, Afilach HaShov, Zman Krishna. But Al Kaponim, Krishna has a Zman. So Memele, it's after the Zman, it's Fafal, it's after the Zman, so he can't learn Krishna anymore. But Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim is a whole day. אפילו לך עכשיו הזמן קרישמה, שזוהי מצווה בפני עצמו, ומצווסו כל היום. And the mitzvah is the whole day. So whenever he finishes with this court case, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, אל כן יאמר איזה פרשה שיש בו יציס מצרים. So let him say, הפסוק, the deal should bring down, he can say, the Rebbeinu Shlom took us out of Mitzrayim is also Yitzchak, but he should say something that mentions Yitzchak's Mitzrayim. 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, as long as it's still day, he should chaperein Yitzchak's Mitzrayim. Im kvar over hazman shel yuchel leimer biches emes v'yatzid. Now biches emes v'yatzid, this is very interesting. That means we hear the Mechaber says Emes V'yatzid, one can say only the fourth hour of the day, that's till the end of Zman Tefillah. The Be'er Halacha says he can say it till Chatzos, if he was an Onos especially. So that means, so let's just, what is he saying over here? So he's saying a very interesting thing. He finished, let's say Chatzos is 12:30, so he finished 12:20. So 12:20, so it's right before Chatzos, you can still say Emes V'yatzev. So he says Emes V'yatzev, and Nochem, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kol Yisrael, finished. He's finished already. He said the davening is part of him davening, but he said they'll say Emes V'yatzev to Kol Yisrael. Because the Mishnah Berurah, the Birloch HaPaskel, if he was anonymous, he can say this Baruch Ata Chatzos. Yeah. Bancha Mishnah Berurah comes to Mitzvah Tadigim Linyan Tzila Mishnah Berurah. Veda, Dim Nishtach Zman Iskoy B'Tzorche Tziba Ad La'acha Chatzot. The court case finished after Chatzot. Chatzot, let's say, is 12:30. It's finished already. Sha'oz Potter L'Kula Oma Af Mina Tzila. So there's no Indian of davening. There's no Indian of the spotter from Tfilah, Mikol Mokim, he's finished. Mikol Mokim, also Lekula Alme Lechel, Koidim Shemekayim Mitzvah Tfilah. That means he has a mitzvah of Tfilah that he has to do, and before you do a mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat. I have, just like before, Lulav, you're not allowed to eat. So I have a mitzvah of Tfilah. I didn't wear Tfilah yet. So Memele, so he's not allowed to eat. Kain Mishmekai Mitzvah Tfilin. This man they call a Yoy. That's number one. The Gam in number two, Gam Lofima Shekosav Aprimegodem Besimin Peites also loylech or kedmish mispalo tfilas mincha. Now the Prima Godem says a very interesting thing. There are two inyonim. There's an inyon before a person does a mitzvah that's mutal olav, he's not allowed to eat. That's one thing. That's the mitzvah of tefillin. There's another inyon that by shachris is a isa loyseichel al adam. Chazal learned from this pasuk, one is not permitted to eat before he's mispalel al domi. He shouldn't indulge in food before he's mispalel on himself. Loyseichel al adam. First ask the Rabbeinu Shlom and then take care of yourself. This person did not daven shachris, so he didn't daven yet for himself. So the Prima Godim says, that means normally before Mincha Sudaktan, a person is allowed to eat, but he has a different problem because he didn't have Shachis. Al Kain, Shigia Chatzisho, Shachar Chatzois, Ispalo, Tfilas HaMincha, Vachakach Yoichel. And then you should eat, fine, Besayf, Machni Yisrael. Fine. This was, so Sif Dalad was speaking about, he was Oisik b'mitzvah, Tzorchei Rabim. So we said, so then he does the mitzvah, if he can be Mekayim Krishma, good. If he can't be Mekayim Krishma, it's also good. But this case was, he was Oisik in the mitzvah of Tzorchei Rabim. Now, Sifei is talking about he was Oisik in another thing, which was not a mitzvah. Or your Oisik ba'achile, he was eating. He was eating before Alois HaShacha. Oishahoyo ba'melchatz. Oishahoyo Oisik b'taspoiris. He was in a melchatz. Oishahoyisik b'taspoiris is taking a haircut. Oishahoyim ha'apach b'oiris. Or he was in the middle of the tanning of leather. I show you oiskin bedin in the middle of a din taira. Now we'll say first is a machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid, and then we'll try to explain the machlokes one way. Then we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. La Rambam goyma ba'achakach kairei krishma. According to the Rambam. Now here we're speaking about, this is not Isaac the Mitzvah. We're speaking about that he figures out, he'll finish what he's doing, he'll finish the haircut, he'll finish the melchitz, and he has time to learn Krishma. Ula Rambam, Gaima, so finish. And afterwards, you'll learn Krishma. Vim hoya misyore sheme yavirzman kriya oposak vekora areza mishubach. But if he was afraid, maybe he'll be over this man krishme areza mishubach. So this din is as follows. The Rambam is saying over here, he's permitted, let's start at the beginning. Goyme v'achekach kere krishme. So we are speaking about a person that figured out this, what I'm doing now, the haircut will take me 20 minutes, 25 minutes. I have time to learn Krishma. The shaila is, I'm a mechuyev to stop the haircut and learn Krishma, or am I permitted to continue the haircut? So the Rambam says, finish the haircut, then you'll learn Krishma. And I have time for this. I have a chesed. Haircut is 20 minutes. I have enough time to learn Krishma. That's what the Rambam says. Then he says, weiter, Vim hoya misyori sheme yavers man krishme uposak vekora reza mishubach. So this means as follows. The same thing, same story. Normally a haircut takes 20 minutes. But if he is misyori, maybe something will happen with the scissors and dust. I want to make sure that means that I won't miss the krishme. That means if all the cheshbonish them, I'll have plenty of time to learn Krishma. But sometimes everything can go wrong, and I won't have time. So I'm going to stop now in the middle of the haircut to say Krishma. So halachically, he's not mechuyev to do this. because I can assume that the haircut will take 20 minutes, so I have plenty of time to learn Krishna. But if he is afraid, maybe everything will go wrong and I won't be able to, and he stops, and he says, I'm sure they stop in the middle of the haircut, I want to learn Krishna. What? No, he's no, Alayza Meshubach. Yeah, no, but he didn't have to tell. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but that what he told him to stop, that's Alayza Meshubach. That's fine. Ula Raivit, the Raivit says, the Raivit disagrees with the Rambam. We won't speak about the Machlekes yet, what the Machlekes is. Mavsik Bekoire, the Raivit holds, yeah, it'll take you 20 minutes. Take you 20 minutes for the haircut. I'm sorry, you stop now. The Kamesman Krishna, you stop and you learn Krishna. The Kaira Avapishi Yeshus Likris, even though Apichesna is plenty of time, you're mechuyev to stop. Now we'll see the Mishnah Brura, what exactly what the Machlokes is. Oisik Bachile, Manik Yashola, and the Kamesman Reishlam, but Beis, Goymev Achakach. The Rambam that says you are allowed to continue, they mean to make a cheshbon that he has enough time. Maybe the cheshbon that he made is not the right cheshbon. Maybe he'll take more time, and maybe he'll pass his man Krishna. That's a reza mishubach. That means, Alpi Cheshbon, it should be enough, but maybe he didn't Cheshbon the says properly. He'll arrive at Mapsi. But now, not going into the Machloikis, the Raivet to the Rambam, he says what the Loch is. Vaskomas roiv achroinim bikimatul. The Ikatoli, bimilse di eraisa. Now these are the guidelines. A mitzvah min ha-toyre be-hischel oi be-heter oi be-isser. A mitzvah de-reise, it's dependent if when he started, he was permitted to start, or he started be-isser. Vim kein. So now, let's go by each thing. Lefize, be-meloche oi be-chol eilu en yonim levad me-achila. Besides achila, which is another din. B'malocha, he started a haircut before Aloysa Shachar. Before Aloysa Shachar, I'm not mechuyev to daven before Aloysa Shachar. 2 minutes before Aloysa Shachar, he's in the barber, they started the haircut, or they're starting already, whatever starting falls into the category of starting. In Hischel Koidim Amuda Shacha, that was called Hischel Beheta, Ein Tzorich Lipsik. So he can make the haircut. Im Yishar Leishus Acha Sheyigma Likris Krishma Lispalo. If he knows that after the haircut I'll have enough time to learn Krishma and to daven, because if it's Hischel Beheta, he can do it. If he knows that there'll be time later to learn Krishna, the Ikam Lakama Besimim Pei Tes, the Legozo Shomach L'Shachis. That means before Shachis, you're allowed to take a haircut before Loisa Shachis. Vim Kain Hischel Beheter. So this halacha doesn't apply. Hischel Beheter, I'm allowed to take the haircut, and then after the haircut, I'll learn Krishna. Avol im hischel la'achesh olam mudashacha. But what is, if it was hischel be'issa, hischel be'issa, that means it was after Loisa Shacha, and he wants to go and take a haircut. He's not allowed to take a haircut now after Loisa Shacha. The hischel be'issa. But again, the Baba says, don't worry, in 20 minutes you'll be finished. There's enough time. The Allah is poisik leKrishma dehudi araisa. Since Krishma is a mitzvah min haTorah, so he stops the haircut. Avoloi lebrochis voloi letfilah. But he doesn't have to stop for bichas Krishma nafesh menesher. That's the rabbonim. So these are the guidelines. Ischel beisa and it came this man Krishma. So then the din is you have to stop in line Krishna because that's a deraisa. You don't have to, the biches Krishna is davening, you don't have to stop, that's a derabona. V'ach kach, shedreim ha-melocha, k'eri ha-krishma, im ha-brochis, im ispal, these are the derabona, it's a very. V'dav k'shedayin yishoy lo yishus, we're speaking about he knows there'll be enough time. Avim roish es man oiver tzorech lahavsik miyad, then you have to stop right away. V'chom mokishen he-poysik, Even though he started eating beheta, after Mudashach he never allowed to eat, Afilu Mitzvah beheta, the man is Shemaitz, the cold man's for his spouse. That's Isaac Bemitzvah Mamish. That's like the more or less like the first. Oh yes.